Last month, Governor Paula Page informed the U.S. Department of Labor that he would reject about $9 million in job retraining funding for thousands of workers. In response, the Secretary of Labor warned LePage that his decision could force career centers around the state to close and potentially eliminate services for 50,000 people. The correspondence was obtained by the Bangor Daily News. Current funding for the program expires at the end of the month. And as Robbie Feinberg reports, the decision could upend the future plans of at least hundreds of Mainers looking to get back into the workforce.
Many falls occur when, A, patients go to and from the bathroom.
Colleen Lebrecht's schedule revolves around two things: caring for her youngest daughter, still in high school, and preparing for class. Lebrecht is one of a half dozen people who come to Farmington's Mount Blue High School three nights a week. They're all training to become certified nursing assistants. Lebrecht says completing the class could change her life.
I think it would be very good for me. I wanted something for a job that wasn't meaningless. I wanted to do something with my life and take care of people and help people.
But the cost of the training is steep, $1,300, and that doesn't even include books, scrubs, or equipment. As a single mom with two kids, Lebrecht wouldn't be able to afford it on her own. But through funding from a local career center, her expenses are covered.
Help me with vouchers to be able to get clothes and get scrubs and my stethoscope and things like that that I needed.
Across the state, much of the funding for similar job training programs is provided through a federal program called the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. But a recent conflict between Governor Paul LePage and the federal government has put the future of the funding in limbo. At issue are three regional workforce boards, which receive about $9 million each year from the program. LePage has repeatedly tried to consolidate them into one. He views it as a way to, quote, reduce the size and scope of government, according to Maine Department of Labor spokesperson Laura Hudson. But the Federal Department of Labor has rejected LePage's attempts to shrink the boards. And in a letter last month obtained by the Bangor Daily News, LePage said the state would no longer participate in the program. It's a decision being met with more than a little concern.
If this was about efficiency and effectiveness, this is a hell of a way to try to go there.
Michael Beret is the director of Coastal Counties Workforce Incorporated, a regional workforce board serving York to Waldo County. He says without that money, thousands of job seekers will go without services. Beret says last year, direct job training was provided to more than 2,200 people. Coastal County's Deputy Director Antoinette Mancusi says nearly 50,000 others received some degree of help, ranging from resume writing to child care and transportation.
We're talking tens and tens of thousands of people who, one way or another, the system will be affected and will be denied services as a result.
With funding running out at the end of October, organizations across Maine are preparing to halt or freeze services. Western Maine Community Action says it's already handed out conditional layoffs to 14 of its staff members, roughly a third of its workforce. Meanwhile, the Maine Adult Education Association recently sent out a survey to gauge how its students would be affected by the loss of funding. Executive Director Shirley Wright says she heard back from just a few programs, but the results showed that 275 adults would be stalled in their training. Wright says the total number of students affected statewide is likely much higher.
And it's funding that there's nowhere else to look for it. I mean, the people waiting for the training are unemployed. They might be on welfare. They don't have the money to kick in, into that training.
Some organizations are holding off on any action because they're still unclear about what's happening at the state level. Joanna Russell is the executive director of the Northeast Workforce Development Board. She says she's unsure of what to tell local service providers because she's received little guidance from the state.
Everything is up in the air. People ask me questions, and I'm very frustrated because I don't have the answers. I've had nothing in writing.
In a statement, Maine Department of Labor spokesperson Laura Hudson says the governor has been open to other options, including sending federal money, quote, directly to Maine's three local workforce boards, though she says those attempts have been rejected by the federal government. But Hudson says the state is still working to resolve the issue. Calls to the governor's office seeking comment for this story were not returned by airtime, and the U.S. Department of Labor declined to comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.